Welcome back. You're watching the World News here on Press TV. Iran's foreign ministry has summoned the Greek ambassador over the recent European Parliament's resolution against Tehran. The foreign minister conveyed Iran's strong protest to the Greek ambassador, whose country holds the rotating presidency of the European Union. Tehran describes as unacceptable and unrealistic the European Parliamentary resolution, which accuses it of human rights violations. Earlier, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Iran will not allow any parliamentary delegation from the European Union to visit the country over the resolution. Zarif also said that Tehran has credible information that the resolution was issued under pressure from pro-Israeli lobbies in Europe. He said those lobbies are angry at the constructive talks between Iran and the P5+1 and are bent on derailing the Geneva deal. Press TV's newsroom director Hamid Reza Emadi has shared his take on the story with us. Take a listen.
It's not clear why the European Union is focusing so clearly on Iran right now, while you see a lot of European Union countries, like France in particular, involved in military adventures in Africa, killing a lot of civilians. And inside France, it is creating problems for minorities. The Roma minority is suffering. You can see in the UK the riots that took place, the unrest that took place, the police clashes with protesters. A lot of people got injured, a lot of people got arrested, and you see what the UK did in Iraq and Afghanistan, killing a lot of civilians there. So the European Union is not focusing on these issues that is happening within the European Union. The European Union is not focusing on what is happening in countries where the United States has military involvement, killing a lot of civilians, and what Israel is doing to Palestinians. And more importantly, the European Union is not focusing on what Saudi Arabia is doing to its population, women in particular in Saudi Arabia. For instance, they can own a car, but they can't drive it. If they drive it, they'll get arrested. In Qatar, in United Arab Emirates, elections are not being held. In Saudi Arabia, people are not allowed to go to the ballot boxes. The European Union is focusing on Iran because perhaps it is seeing an end to the nuclear file and it wants to open another one, and that is human rights.